Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so you're not, you know, really, so you're not part of the problem. If you get involved in a condo, I know, that's not cool. What do you want? If you get involved in a conversation, you know, then you'll get informed, and then it'll be part of the solution. It's really what we want. We don't, you know, we don't want people to be ignorant. We really don't. Right? And not a matter of just what I give you to talk about. No. I'm not there either. I want you to do the homework. I want you to pay attention. I want you to know what's happening. So I've been having some fun. In the last hour, I had some fun with Obama's speeches. But this hour, let's have some fun with Joey B's, well, speeches and claims and that kind of thing. I mean, this is, it's quite exciting because I'm somewhat vindicated, if you think about this. Now, people gave me a lot of heat in my book. Yes, I did. I wrote a book for you new listeners called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Basically, all the labels are left attached to me that aren't, A, aren't true, but they don't care. They're not worried about the truth. Right? All of these things that were attached to us and that aren't true in any way, shape, manner, or form. They'd love to believe they are because then it gets them off the hook for so many things. But interestingly enough, they won't call, or they don't call each other out for the same things that they want to call out the Republicans for. Apparently, again, if you're a Democrat, this is all cool. This is all good. This is all righteous. Isn't that funny? It truly is. It's righteous. At least that's how they see it. To me, you know, lying is lying is lying. Doesn't matter what group you belong to, what group you're in. Right? It's still lying. Let's see if this will work. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Here we go. Joey B. What did I say? First round, maybe? Let's see what that. Oh, look at that. That just might work. Take a listen. All right, kind of take a listen. Here we go. Go ahead.
When I marched in the Civil Rights Movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. We changed attitudes.
In 1987, Joey B. claimed that he marched in the Civil Rights Movement. You know?
When I was 17 years old, like many of you, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate the restaurants and movie houses of Wilmington, Delaware.
I come out of the Civil Rights Movement. I was one of those guys that sat in and marched and all that stuff.
You know, a few months later, Biden disavowed the claim right before he dropped out of the presidential race. Did he really believe that nobody would catch him eventually? Is he for real? These guys are amazing.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans in my own city.
You know, this guy is constantly amazing. Because decades later, during the Obama era, and even recently on his campaign trail when he was out running for president, he made the same claims all over again, like we're two...
You know, when I was a teenager in Delaware, for real, I got involved in the civil rights movement. We have the eighth largest black population in America. Most people don't know that. And I'd go to 8 o'clock mass, and I'd go to Reverend Herring's church where we'd meet in order to organize and figure where we were going to go, whether we're going to desegregate the Rialto movie theater, what we were going to do. I got my education for real in the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact.
But I got my education, Reverend Doc, in the black church. Not a joke. Because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we'd do it through the black church.
I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organize voter registration drives, coming out of black churches on Sunday, figuring how we were going to move.
In October, I was invited.
You know, it's funny to listen to him say this, even though he knows he's been nailed in the lie. There's no joke. This isn't me just putting him down. Okay? He's been nailed. He's been caught lying before to these things. And he can't seem to give it up. He just can't seem to stop. And I don't know, does it make him feel better about himself? That he thinks he actually did something about, quote-unquote, the movement? I mean, I don't understand it at all. Not in the least. Be back in a few minutes. More with Joey B. right after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. Just 855-732-5568. Really, 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 really appreciate the time. And you know what? Whether we agree or not, the fact that you're willing to write and be civil is worth it to me. Send them to me. We don't have to be on the same page. We really don't. Right? And so I don't care if we agree to write me. Let me know, Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. write me and let me know that you agree, don't agree, whatever agree. Really that simple. All right. We were dealing with the Joey B. And his just ongoing, constant lies. Why he feels like he has to do so, I'm at a loss. Now, most people lie to cover up something they're doing wrong and or to make themselves look better, right? Overall. Look smarter than what they actually are, if you would. So this one's, I don't know, what do we got? 30 seconds left in this one. Here you go.
To the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis to receive the Freedom Award. A thing when I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out and desegregate movie theaters in Delaware. I never, ever thought in my life I would be worthy of, and I'm still not sure I'm worthy of it.
You know, there's so much more to this story. So much more to get involved with. Many of the claims they took part in some of these civil rights protests are false. Just dead false. And he continues to put them out there because nobody calls him on it. Now, the only time in the past when Joey B was not the favored person, if you would, they called him out. They wouldn't let him get away with it. Yes, you know, I'm talking about the left-stream media. That's exactly what I mean. And it's really great. I don't believe for a second that's going to keep going that way. Not going to happen. But at least they're paying it. Well, I should say they're paying attention. Now, at least they're willing to let some of it slip. Okay, get another one. Where Joey B is actually... the five lies that he just loves to tell. I don't know if they make him feel better about himself. I have no idea. I'm not going to guess. I'm just going to let you listen. Take a listen. So, controversial remarks?
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. The point, am I not joking?
And he gets away with it. Can you imagine if Trump even hinted that? Imagine any Republican just hinting to that kind of scenario. Right? Come on. No more joking around. All right, here's another good one.
Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
I got nothing. They're going to put you all back in chains. Isn't it funny how the Democrats, they get that whole kind of black thing going, that southern thing going? Whenever they want to talk to you guys, black community, it's irritating as heck. Take a listen.
Look, we need to reform the criminal justice to make sure black mothers feel confident when they send their son out on the street that he's going to be safe. We got to recognize that kid wearing a hoodie may very well be the next poet laureate and not a gangbanger.
It never stops with him, does it? No, come on, really, honestly. Even some of you Dems that are listening right now. You would do this with Trump. You would eat this up. But not with Biden. Not with Obama. Not with Hillary. Or Pelosi. Gaffes are gaffes. It doesn't matter where they come from. But I keep hearing how sharp this guy is. How smart he is. How he's not a racist. I thought it was kind of funny that Kamala Harris called him a racist during the... She said, I know you're not, but you're acting like, in essence, showing all the things he did that were racist. And that just exciting. Right? It's okay. She's confused. Well, we know she's confused.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Not just as bright and just as talented as rich kids. No, 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 no. That would make too much sense. No, no, they're just as bright and just as talented as white kids. But we're the racists.
Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. And if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Boo. Yeah, I remember that one, too. I'm telling you, it just never stops, right? Funny how all those people who were against Biden from the Democrat Party, the one that fought him on a regular basis, called him a racist, almost. Now think he's God's gift to humanity. I loved it when, what was it, Castro? When he was doing that whole thing with him. And they were, what was it? They were on stage. And, oh, God, I can't remember. He said He pushed Castro. See, I can't even read it. The print's too small. Anyway, he got up Joe's case for really not dealing with the Hispanic community. Right? And that ultimately, he was more concerned about the white folks than he were about the color, the black people of color, POX. What a bad name to choose, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Oh, there you go. Get involved. Can't get rid of him, can I? Get involved. Get engaged. Come on back. Got a lot more on Joey B when we return.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The CDC is walking back its COVID guidance again. According to Just the News, an Ivy League-affiliated hospital has hidden a myocarditis ad for kids following criticism that it's trying to normalize the vaccine-induced condition. In addition, ongoing global research, including research conducted at the CDC, documents the mediocre performance of COVID vaccines and their unexpectedly high rates of lasting harm in some groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is pulling away from Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke, aided by the support of Hispanics and the state's opposition to abortion. In the latest Emerson College The Hill survey, the abortion issue, recently supercharged by the U.S. Supreme Court's move to strike down Roe v. Wade, appeared to be helping the Republican governor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's funny right there. That was funny. I don't care who you are. You know, one time, back in the day, back in the day, and not that it's okay, but the Democrats were made fun of all over the place on a daily basis. You know, whether it be on, you know, TV, kind of movies, things, that kind of stuff, for years. They didn't like the liberal stuff going on back then. And pretty much the, for lack of a better term, you know, the anti-American stuff that was going on as well. So, this is nothing, what's going on, really, people, is nothing new. And you might think it is, but this is, talk about systemic hatred for the country. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, how can you think it's anything else but? And we keep hearing about how bad we are, how terrible we are, what we need to do to make ourselves better. You have to sit there and think, okay, what are they talking about? We're one of the few countries that goes out and helps other countries in need without asking for any money back or help or anything along those lines. We run to help these people out. All right, take a listen. It's a little bit more with Joey B. Got to get you to throw up. Here somewhere. We did Obama. Joe deserves equal time. You know what I mean?
Are you going to apologize?
Apologize for what?
Cory Booker's called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
The world is different. There's too much unfinished business for us to just look backwards. We have to look to the future.
I know Joe. We know Joe. But most importantly, Joe knows us.
That's right.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, even call centers, which rushed overseas in the hundreds of thousands. How many times do you get the call? I'd like to talk to you about your credit card.
Can you imagine one of us faking an Indian accent? No, come on. Can you imagine one of us faking an Indian accent to make a point? It would be 7x24 news, would it not?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. They're going to put you all back in chains.
In my opinion, we don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now. The Democratic Party is diverse, and it should be reflected as so in our leadership.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you...
Some of these are just amazing.
I'm going to do this. What I'm not going to do this, because, Chuck, I'm not going to do this, because let me just be really clear. Vice President Biden absolutely has a respect level for all people around him, for voters across this country, young people, older voters, voters of color, black people, Latino voters, indigenous, Asian American, Pacific Islander. So I'm not going to even traffic in any hypothetical conversation about if he is sensitive enough. I mean, in my opinion, we don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now.
Right. This is the stuff I'm talking about. They're so self-unaware, it's pathetic. Here it is, the same woman, black woman, who said that white people should not be leading the party. They should not be in positions of authority. And yet, when she gets a position on Biden's cabinet, or she gets a position on Biden's team, all of a sudden, he's sensitive enough. He's smart enough. He's aware enough. And it's okay. I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you do it with a straight face. Anybody else? You want to clue me in? Yeah, let's hit a couple more of these. They're kind of fun. I think they're fun.
Might be suffering from that same white entitlement and privilege and ego, where he's just that old school white male who feels like, hey man, they need me, I don't need them, or I got them already.
Joe Biden is under fire this evening on comments he made about working alongside segregationist senators in the past.
Biden recalling his early Senate career, bringing up two segregationist senators, Herman Talmadge and James Eastland, who called African Americans an inferior race. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland, Biden said. He never called me boy. He always called me son. At least there was some civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done.
I think the two-party system, although my Democratic colleagues don't like me saying this, I think the two-party system is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black in the South. Other than the fact that they still call me boy, I think they've changed their mind.
Anybody hear that? You hear that racist comment, that racist conversation? I mean, I'm going by their terms, the way they look at things. Right? I mean, it's amazing to me how they can get away with making these comments, and they always get a pass. Really. So really, if you think about this, let me see, here's another line of his. The new integration plans being offered are really just a quota system to assure a certain number of blacks, Chicanos, or whatever in each school. Now, this is according to a black commentator. That, to me, it's the most racist concept you can come up with. What it says is, in order for your child with curly black hair, brown eyes, and dark skin to be able to learn anything, he needs to sit next to my blonde-haired, blue-eyed son. Wow. I don't get how they get away with this. It's okay for them. Not okay for us. And it was, you know, honestly, it's not okay, period. But I guess my bigger point here is the fact that they really don't care about this.
They're going to put you all...
Oh, here we go again with the chain thing. I don't know who wrote this, but it's terribly done. Oh, a Chris Wallace clip. That's always fun. Two guys that are confused. You know what I'm saying? Let me try this.
Put y'all back in chains.
Come on, Chris.
30 seconds or less. What kind of a chance would a northeastern liberal like Joe Biden stand in the South if you were running in Democratic primaries against Southerners like Mark Warner and John Edwards?
Better than anybody else. And you don't know my state. My state was a slave state. My state is a border state. My state is the eighth largest black population in the country. My state is anything from a northeast liberal state.
It's that old school white male.
Choosing Joe to be my vice president was one of the best decisions I ever made.
Ooh. Not the first sort of mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and...
Okay, I can't take it anymore. That, enough. I mean, seriously, I don't know how much that stuff you can put up with. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to torture you like that. But people are forgetting. They're forgetting what he said. They're forgetting the pass that they get. Right? This, again, you need to call. This is why I say you need to be informed. You need to know about these things. You need to know about what he said. I'm not going to play the other clip that I was going to, which is New Yorkers. The guy went to, this commentator went to Harlem, and he asked New Yorkers a question about, you know, if this comment was made, is this a racist comment? And the funny thing behind it is they were giving them comments made by Joe Biden. The people in the streets were equating those comments to Donald Trump. He's like, no, Trump never said that. It's just amazing. So people know what's going on. And they were this, I always say it. This is why they're afraid of the of this interweb thing. They're petrified of it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I've been saying, head up to the website. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. You can sign up to receive texts. Texts are easy. Simply text your text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222, GOJO to 77222. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best interest. And exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, that's the best thing you do. I say it all the time, and I mean it. Be part of the solution. The best thing you can do. Right? Because we're out there screaming and yelling. Well, some are out there screaming and yelling, I should say. And some, you know, really, honestly, you're out there... You're screaming into the wind because you don't have the facts. Right? I mean, you're kind of picking up bits and pieces of stuff all over the place. And you're just throwing it out there like it's real fact that people are going to listen to you. It's not going to happen. And the first time, right, they catch you with a flat-out lie or misinformation, you're done. You're pretty much done. Really. All right. Thought this was interesting. Pro-Trump school board candidate was accosted on the street. Somebody spit on her in Tennessee, of all places. Carrie Sween talked to Todd Starnes earlier about the disgusting attack. Right? And again, I'm sorry, can somebody show me where we're doing this? Where the right is beating down people? Really, I have to ask. So, Kerry Schween is running for school board in Germantown. It's a town that, well, many, many conservatives live in. And people really, when they hear stuff like this, they don't believe it. They really don't believe it. Now, Kerry, she's a member of the Moms for Liberty group. Great organization, by the way. She decided to run for school board. And her backstory, so you can get into what happened, that President Trump was really instrumental in getting her involved in politics. So, she says she's always been a huge admirer of Trump and a supporter of him. So she said that he's been a big inspiration. I'm very sad to see that he's not in office right now. She's hoping that in 2024, that all changes. So she's a lifelong resident of Germantown. She knows what's going on. She's been paying attention to the schools. She says she's not a politician. She said, I work in the community. I'm a professional. I'm a mom of three. But really, I mean, the national headlines are here in Germantown. And that's exactly why, she said, I stepped up to run. She said, it scared me for my children in this community, and parents are losing control of our children's values and morals. And these outside forces, you know, they got to be stopped. This is just ridiculous. That has to be stopped. They're leaving signs on her car like, I'm not supporting an idiot Trumper like you. Hope you lose. You're what's wrong with this country. Isn't that nice? No, really. You're going to see these boards switch all across the country. Honest to God. Because what's going to end up happening is they're going to see, I'm telling you, mainstream Democrats, not the ones that drank the Kool-Aid, but a lot of mainstream Democrats who are paying attention and know what's going on or have a clue as to what's going on, they won't put up with this. They don't like this. You saw some of the polls that I talked about last week, how even mainstream Democrats do not like the way the FBI and the DOJ are handling things. They realize they're not stupid people. Okay, we may not like the way they think, but they're not stupid people. They know that this can come back around to bite them. I'm hoping the Republicans don't retaliate. I hope it's not the way they think about doing things. You know, seriously. So Schween, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. In her area, some of the big issues like critical race theory, the LGBTQ stuff, all happening in her little town schools. She said, we're seeing gender, sexuality, emotional learning. It's very present in, you know, the day-to-day curriculum. I'm a conservative Christian. I want to have a voice on the board and be a strong voice for parents. And really, that's simple. Simple. There's a lot of nonsense going on in the classroom or classrooms across the country. You know, she said, yeah, I mean, I find that, you know, that parents, especially in Germantown, we find ourselves in the greatest struggle of time. It's not just Germantown, though. It's across the country. It's in little towns everywhere. Right? That happy little hoppy-boppy family came into town. They love everybody and everything. They get a school board, and before you know it, you find out just what a liberal socialist they might be. Right, the greatest struggle of time, she said, the struggle to have our voices heard, to exercise our rights, to push back against the overreaches of government. I thought that, well, you know, I cannot sleep at night not putting my name in the hat for this election. Hey, look, if that's what it takes, I'll take it. I've been talking to people who run for office for years, poking at them from Dr. B. We talked about it for a long time, and she finally ran for city council and won. Very conservative woman. So, again, when you look at what your calling is. If you're God people, your calling is to help take care of these kids. Help take care of your community. It should be anyway. It should be part of it. It's called out in Scripture in several places. Her faith, she said, has been attacked. You know, and in a city like hers, it shouldn't be an issue, right? And it shows you how bad it's been. It shows you how bad it's been that conservative Christians, I'm not talking about some of the ones that make us look bad, far right wing out of control. Just a conservative Christian, one that believes in family, believes in teaching children properly. That kids should have a clean, safe school to go to. That they shouldn't have to worry about seeing caricatures of people having sex. I mean, I'm not joking, serious. So, this woman said that a couple of weeks ago, it was a beautiful day in Memphis. She said it was around 80. So she had a couple of hours to kill, so she went door to door. Right? Between church and her son's baseball game, she thought she'd take advantage of the few hours she had. So she said she had a handful of brochures. I went to a neighborhood a couple of miles away from where I live, and I was just, you know, literally going door to door. People answered the door. I would introduce myself, tell them what I was about, ask for their support, listen to their story, see if they had any questions or concerns that could answer. And then when a resident's not home or does not open the door, I just simply leave the information on the door. I've been doing this, you know, for about 5 weeks now. She said she was on a particular street in her neighborhood. She was actually heading back to her car, and she noticed there was a car coming in her direction. It was slowing down. So I immediately thought, okay, this person's going to stop and say something. The car pulled over, rolled down the window. I was like, hey, there, you know, I'm Carrie Schween. I'm running for school board in Germantown. And the woman was, you know, just spewing hate, like radiating it. I think that's hilarious. I've been there. I've knocked on doors. I've been on a walk where you can just feel it coming. You can sense it coming. When you reach your hand out to shake their hand, it's like trying to push it through a big, big ball of Jello. Right? The person started yelling at her. I got the material on my door. Don't ever come to my property again. I'm not what you stand for. And you're what's wrong with this company. Country. She was floored. She was shocked. Let's see, I've run enough times not to be shocked. I've run enough times to know that people have bought into lies about me. I won't go into it in detail, but not just me, other people. Everywhere. You hear rumors, or they tell lies about you. They take off because people don't take the time to figure it out or to ask the questions. That's what's wrong. The poor woman was frightened. Why would she do that? And by the way, the woman in the car spit on her. Why? What did it prove? What it proved was that you're out of control. That you guys do not know how to control yourselves. That you don't see, there's no civility left. You don't really care about the civility part of it. I mean, really. It used to be we could argue together. We could have conversations together and then have a beer together, have a hamburger together. I'm afraid those days are gone. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been saying it for a long time. The Civil War scenario mindset is there. It's ripe for happening, and I don't want it to happen. But it's right for the happening. So for you guys that pray that we don't go there. Pray that that doesn't happen to this country. And it's already going to take decades to repair the damage that's been done. Don't miss your house. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Let's get their blood pressure up too. Hey, thanks for being with me. Really do appreciate your time. We'll catch you tomorrow.